Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Brian! Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke! Brian!
Luke Bryan's!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
Now for something be with you forever.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Welcome, everybody, to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Brian, as far as you know. Over there is Luke. Things are happening. Stuff's going on. I'm full of magic and wonder, as always.
Things are going on. Things are happening.
Yeah, I'm adjusting my sound. I was totally peeking out there for a second. I'm peeking in here. Either way, you're peeking in on us in the southern swath of Wisconsin here. I'm in Waukesha on 540 AM. That's WAUK. And also 101 FM, The Shaw. You're also there in Madison at WTTN 1580 AM, as well as 92.7 FM, Devil Radio.
Yeah, and you're always broadcasting this fine program on the Devil Radio app as well. You can download that app wherever apps are purchased on your smart devices.
Yep.
And Brian, listeners can join the show at any time. Share
by the way,
the
app is free. You don't have to purchase our app.
It's true. Wherever you can purchase other apps, it's a free app, but you go there to find the app and you download it.
And you can be a part of this fine program by calling 844-967-2789. If you text and you're clever, maybe you even join it there.
Yeah, that's true. We do like the clever texters, for sure.
Yeah, not the unclever texters who change the subject at any pushback whatsoever.
I think I know who you're talking about. But, Brian, let's dive into
there's at least
the headlines.
Four or five of them that do that.
True,
anyway, let's talk about the headlines, the joyous headlines coming down from the Supreme Court, the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
Wisconsin Supreme Court, yeah. Let's
clarify
that. The last couple days we've been lamenting the U.S. Supreme Court, but we found out earlier this week, Brian, that there was going to be a decision coming down today. So this isn't a huge shocker. We knew it was coming in the Fred Prenz saga. I think everybody that listens to this show on a regular basis knows who Fred Prenz is.
But let's enlighten very quickly.
Right. If you're not familiar with who Frederick Prenz is.
What kind of a jerk this guy is.
I want to tell you that I envy you because I wish I didn't have to know Frederick Prenz's name. Like, that would be great. The fact that I have had to learn this guy's name and keep up with what he's been doing in the state.
He's not a very civic-minded guy.
No. He's very much like, I'm going to do what I want to do, and there's nothing you can really do to stop it. Very much of that mindset, Brian.
He's
taking advantage of the rules. You know, like, have you ever played a board game with somebody, and they like, try to do something that's not specifically, like, laid out in the rules that you can't do, but everybody playing the game kind of knows it's wrong? Like,
yes, I know exactly that.
Those are the worst kind of people to play board games.
It's like the person that, I don't know, at the end of a fantasy baseball season, on the day of the last day of the championship season, when I'm up by X amount of points, about 70 points or so, all I need to do is pick up a pitcher or two that day just to go and stream him in and get enough points or whatever. And he basically picked up and dropped every pitcher available.
So that none of them, because
that puts them on waivers, which means they're not available to be used.
After the claims.
Which you can't necessarily not do that, but everybody agreed, wow, what a D-bag move.
Yes, essentially that, because this guy has overstayed his welcome on the Natural Resources Board. So the Wisconsin Natural Resources Board, Brian, appointees are appointed for 6-year terms. So that way it goes beyond a governor's term. They're appointed by the governor, but it's the policy board for the Department of Natural Resources. So it sets environmental policies here in the state of Wisconsin. And an appointee from former Governor Walker, who lost in 2018, his term was up. Frederick Prenz's term was up on May 1st of 2021. And so Evers,
just over a year ago,
just more than about we're coming up on 14 months now. It'll be 14 months on Friday, and Evers in April of 2021 appointed Sandra Nass to that position on the Natural Resources Board. So since April of 2021, the Evers administration has been waiting for the state Senate to confirm his appointment to fill the new term, because Fred Prentice's term was over. It was done. He was no longer supposed to be appointed to the Wisconsin Natural Resources Board anymore.
And it's not like they're doing anything else.
No, and I mean, literally the state Senate has a wide open calendar. They could go in and appoint, or they could approve Evers' appointment at any time. They're
or
choosing
they could
not
spend
to.
The next 5 months going through every single bit of data for Sandra Nass. So
and
we
voting
all
her
know,
down, yeah.
And voting her down. But either way, they aren't even bothering to do that. They're just taking their ball and going home.
They're
literally
not. And literally, Fred Prehn coordinated this effort. Fred Prehn, there have been text messages through open records lawsuits that have found out that Frederick Prehn coordinated with members of the state Senate Majority Leader's office, Devin LeMahieu's office staff, talked to Fred Prehn about this. Lobbyists from the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, the state's largest business lobby, also pretty conservative-leaning business lobby here in the state of Wisconsin, coordinated with Fred Prehn to do this. He texted the former governor Scott Walker, and Fred Prehn texted back and forth about Fred Prehn overstaying his welcome on the board. They found a 1964 Supreme Court decision here in Wisconsin that ruled, well, unless the successor is confirmed by the state Senate, a political appointee can continue serving in that term until their replacement is confirmed. That's what the 1964 quote-unquote precedent was in this case.
Which is why they ruled in this way.
Right, today, because that was on the books. That is what. But the Wisconsin Supreme Court has now gone and green-lighted just any political appointee in the state of Wisconsin overstaying their welcome if they have the backing of the state Senate, which Republicans have. It's a pretty gerrymandered body, the state Senate is. And so if Devin LeMahieu doesn't want to confirm a replacement, Republicans now can spend indefinite terms. There's no longer a term limit for Republican appointees in the state of Wisconsin. Fred Prehn has just shown that if you're appointed by a Republican, and rather than have a Democratic governor, or I'm trying to think of any other body that would appoint this, but it would only be the governor. Rather than have a Democratic governor appoint your replacement, you can just indefinitely suspend your term limit, and as long as you don't resign from the position, it's yours. You have
forever,
it.
Forever.
And that is what Fred Prehn is doing right now on the Wisconsin Natural Resources Board. He is staying indefinitely despite his term ending May 1st of last year. He's been green-lighted by the state Senate that there's no replacement vote coming. There's
what
no successor that will be approved by the state Senate.
Spiteful, cynical jerks.
Yeah.
That's all you can like. And I'm not necessarily blaming the Supreme Court. This again, we continually complain that the Wisconsin Supreme Court is ruling against us or for us and things. And honestly, they're just trying to interpret the law as with the ridiculous crap that comes before them. Most of this stuff should be taken care of by the legislature. The legislature should be confirming or showing without beyond a reasonable doubt why they're denying the appointment. Put your name on it.
Well, the Republican Supreme Court, the conservative justices on the Supreme Court are effectively greenlighting it, though. I understand that there is a 1964 precedent on there, but the fact that you're going to hear all of the different aspects of the case, the fact that it was a coordinated effort, that alone, Brian, shows that they're not acting in good faith.
Well, of course they're not acting in good faith. They never have. It's showing beyond a reasonable doubt that they're not acting in good faith. I'm not entirely sure that there's anything criminal going on there. It's not necessarily against the laws, is it? I mean, is coordinating that type of takeover of the DNR, is that against the law? I mean, again, the Supreme Court can only uphold the laws that are actually written. And my point is that the legislature has been broken. And if this was a functioning legislature, if this was a functioning state, and again, they're mirroring what is happening in what has happened over the last decade or so, what happened with Merrick Garland. didn't even get a hearing.
Well, and that's the thing is Sandra Nass is not the only Evers appointee that has not been confirmed.
Yeah, there's several of them.
We still don't have, like, we are 2.5 years into the COVID-19 pandemic, and there's only an acting secretary for the Department of Health Services here in Wisconsin.
And they'll blame Tony Evers, but it is the legislature that refuses to.
Yes.
Again, they complain all the time, disingenuous, spiteful bastard Republicans continue to go and blame Tony Evers for not having things in place when they are actually stopping him from doing the thing that they're complaining about.
And they complain that the governor's not working with them despite him trying to. He's appointed to them. That is his role in the process. He's appointed to them. The state Senate is supposed to confirm. That is the next step. And the state Senate is just not doing anything from March 1st through the end of this year. They are not going to come back into session until 2023. And that just shows the disdain that Republican lawmakers have for the voters in Wisconsin. Because in 2018, Brian, no Republican official won statewide office. At every single level of the statewide offices, all of them were voted to be Democrats. Wisconsin voters sent Democrats at every single statewide office in 2018. And since then, Republicans have just been like, well, we're going to ignore those results. Because Democrats didn't get to take over the legislature with the fact that they had, I want to say, more than 52. It was almost like 54% of the vote share, I believe, was for Democratic candidates in the state assembly and Senate. But still, because of the gerrymandering, they didn't get those offices. They did get the governorship, the lieutenant governorship, the attorney general, the state treasurer, and the secretary of state. And since 2018... Robin Voss and Devin LeMahieu have just, well, and Scott Fitzgerald to a point as well, but they've just said, well, I don't really care what Wisconsin voters say. We're not going to give the governor his appointees anymore. That's just not how it works when there's a Democrat in that office.
Coming up later in the show, you're going to hear one of the most disingenuous things I've ever heard Robin Voss say, and it's related to this. And it's, I mean, the guy has said so many stupid things and so many disingenuous, crappy things and spiteful things. This one may take the cake for me.
Yeah, he gets mad at Governor Evers and Attorney General Josh Call for a lawsuit that they're filing. That we're going to talk about, filed yesterday in court here in Wisconsin. But we got a number of other headlines in Wisconsin that we're going to get to, as well as your phone calls. 844-967-2789. You're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke. That over there is Brian. It's a Wednesday edition of Dueling Tangents, and we'll be right back.
You're all getting Rickrolled.